A coal lobby group is today claiming using clean coal would be a cheaper way to lower carbon emissions than renewable energy sources. The claim comes as the federal government contemplates how to change the rules for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, which is currently not allowed to invest in clean coal. Energy experts say the claim needs to be taken with a grain of salt, but they add clean coal technology shouldn't be ignored as a potential contributor in lowering carbon emissions. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
The claim that clean coal technologies offer a cheaper path to reduced carbon emissions comes from the Global Carbon Capture and Storage Institute. Its general manager for the Asia Pacific is Alex Zapantis.
If you compare apples with apples, which really needs to consider the cost of reliable 24/7 energy, what you find actually is that carbon capture and storage is at least competitive and in many instances lower cost than intermittent renewable technologies such as wind and solar.
The cost of storing renewable energy makes all the difference, he says. He claims that buying enough batteries to keep renewable power supplied to everyone, even at night and when the wind stops, would cost more than the complicated chemical process of stripping carbon from coal plant emissions and storing it underground.
Think of it this way. If you need to go to the hospital, you can rely on a bus service, and hopefully the bus is there at the right time to take you to the hospital when you need to go. Or you can have an ambulance. Now, the ambulance is going to cost you more, but actually the value of the ambulance is much higher.
There's no serious proposal anywhere to have renewables power 100% of Australia's energy, making the claim an exaggeration at the very least. But academics like Chris Gregg of the University of Queensland's Energy Initiative say that nonetheless, clean coal technology could contribute to lowering carbon emissions and shouldn't be ignored.
Technically, it stacks up very well.
There sounds like there's a bit of a but there, though. What's that?
Well, I think it has to be economically viable, so it has to compete with other low emissions technologies. And, you know, that's just got to be seen on a case-by-case basis.
The claims from the carbon capture and storage industry come as it hopes to convince the government to offer it subsidies, or, as the industry prefers to call it, policy support.
Carbon capture and storage is now ready for deployment, but in exactly the same way that renewable technologies require some sort of policy support to build the business case for investment by the private sector, carbon capture and storage needs similar policy support.
Another potential policy option would be simply to tax carbon output in the electricity sector and let the market sort out the cheapest way to cut emissions, what's lately become known as an emissions intensity scheme.
It could be part of the policy mix, but some careful analysis would have to be done to make sure that the policies that are chosen by the government of the day are the most efficient policies.
Are you in favour at this stage of an emissions intensity scheme?
I wonder if I'm not in favour of any particular policy at this stage.
But the University of Queensland's Chris Gregg has no doubts an emissions intensity scheme would be the most efficient way to lower the cost of reducing carbon emissions.
Without some sort of economic signal which puts a value on CO2 emissions or a price on CO2 emissions, we can't expect a more expensive technology to compete with unabated technologies.
Alex Zapantis from the Global Carbon Capture and Storage Institute, ending Tom Eagledon's report.